说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn
Chinese.
Hi, we're Chinese pod. I'm Jenny.
And I'm John.
今天我们终极课程要打篮球。
Right, so it's an intermediate lesson on what kind of basketball?
一对一篮球。
Okay, so one-on-one basketball. One more time?
一对一。
All right, so this lesson is kind of interesting because it's two guys.
是的。
They're on the court. They're kind of full of testosterone.
对，好像不太文明哈，不太 civilized.
Yeah, they're not so refined in their language, so... This might not be a lesson for you to listen to with your little kid or whatever. But let's set the scene for them. So what's the scene here, Jenny?
就是两个人在打篮球，他们正在打。
All right, so they already started.
对。
And we're listening in on the middle of the match.
嗯。
All right, so let's listen.
好。
现在几比几？三平。给你球，呜！投得漂亮，
切！要你说，四比三，犯规！
放屁吧你！
你就是犯规了。
这是一对一，没有人可以传球。有种你就来吧。
好。五比三，老子赢了。
你是走了狗屎运。
下一个。
哇，John，打篮球的时候会说那么多话吗？
Yeah, this is called trash talking, Jenny. It's very important.
很累啊。
No, but it's part of the fun.
对，而且要知道这个 score, 对吧？
Yeah, so sometimes you forget the score while you're playing. So how do you ask the score?
几比几？现在几比几？
Okay, so we got two important things. One is the how much.
对。
You don't say what is the score, you say how much, right?
几。比几?
So then we have 比.
对的。
So 比 comes between the two sides scores, right? So if we wanted to say, I don't know, 5-6.
五比六,
okay,
然后,
or give me another one.
十比八。
Okay, so 10-8.
嗯。
And then if I want to ask the score, I ask.
几比几?
Okay, so very important.
对。刚刚我们说 one-on-one basketball, 是一对一。那现在说到 score, 我们说几比几。
Okay, so you got to get those straight. Listen a few more times. Listen to some sports in Chinese. You'll get it straight in no time.
对。
All right, but here's an interesting thing. When the person answers what the score is, they don't say something be something. What do they say?
三平,三平。
Okay, so to put that another way, what is the answer there?
就是三比三,三比三。
Okay, so in English we say something like,three up or three all.
对的。
So Chinese also has its slangy way of reporting the score when it's a tie.
三平啊。
So that 平 means even.
对，没错。
Okay, easy.
嗯。
Okay, so then one of the players takes a shot. It's a swish, goes right in. And what's the response?
投得漂亮，投得漂亮。
Alright, so this 投, second tone, that means throw.
没错，就是 throw 的意思。投。
Or if you're talking about basketball, shoot.
Shoot.对
okay, and we have this word 漂亮, which of course we all know this word, but it's maybe not something we expect to appear in sports. Pretty?
但是在中文里面啊，体育我们经常用漂亮。就
it just means like nice, right?
对对对。
Nice shot.
但我们说是漂亮。
Okay, so this is, it's not an unmanly thing to say, right?
其实是很 manly 的啦。
So Chinese guys may not go around talking about pretty flowers and pretty dresses, but they do talk about pretty shots.
投得漂亮，投得漂亮。诶，那下面这一个字啊，切，要你说，切。
So 切, if you look this up in the dictionary, it means to cut.
To chop.
What's going on there? 切。
其实在这里就是一个声音啊，没有意思。
Yeah, this is something when you hear it enough, you get used to it. Thanks to my wife, I hear this all the time.
Oh, 是吗?
But this, yeah, what it means is kind of like, psh.
对, 非常的 dismissive.
Yeah, dismissive noise that you make. So in English, we have ours, and Chinese, they do 切.
英文是什么?
Psh, psh. Yeah. Yeah. Coincidentally, my wife hates it when I do that. Little cultural differences.
其实我很讨厌切这种声音.
It's a manly thing to say, right?
所以我应该讨厌他.
You dismiss your opponent. Okay, so first he says psh, or 切.
对.
And then he says what?
要你说.
Want you to say.
其实意思是不要你说。不用你说.
Oh, so it's, yeah, like I need you to tell me that.
对,这是废话的意思。
So 要你说, it's like, duh.
Duh.
To be a little outdated. Yeah, something like that. Okay.
接下来他犯规啊,犯规。
Yeah, you can hear that smack. He fouled him.
对的。
Right, so when he called a foul, what does he say?
犯规。
Okay, so that means foul.
没错。
Now if you say to foul someone, what's the verb?
一样的,就是犯规。
Okay, so it's a foul, to foul someone.
没错。犯规。对。
So fourth tone, first tone.
是。Literally
it means to break the rules, right?
诶,是的。犯规就是to break the rules.
Okay, so the manly trash talking is about to step up a notch. someone called a foul, and what does the other guy say?
放屁吧你。放屁吧你。
Jenny, you seem a little embarrassed to say that.
对啊,我不会跟人家说放屁吧你。
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that nice girls don't say so much. So, 放屁 literally
to
means
fart.
To fart.
哎呦,
2 fourth tones.
对.
And then 放屁吧 means you fart. And then the 你 we have at the end. Instead of saying 你放屁吧, we have 放屁吧你。
对, 其实这就是一个, 怎么说呢, tone of voice.
Yeah, you'll notice that when you start getting into this kind of trash talking tone, you sometimes take the subject and put it at the end.
对.
The 你. It's kind of like finger pointing with your words, right?
对.
All right, so what does that mean, you fart?
就是说你乱说.
Ah, okay. So if you're farting, it means your words aren't worth more than a fart.
没错. 放屁吧你.
How beautiful the Chinese language is.
但是他的朋友说,你就是犯规了,你就是犯规了。Okay,
so 你犯规了, you fouled. But 你就是犯规了 means you totally fouled
对啊,
me. So this 就是 is kind of just emphasizing.
没错,
as it often does.
对, 那今天他们是在打一对一篮球,对吗? 所以没有人可以传球。没有人可以传球。So
传球。 That's 2 second tones. 传 is C-H-U-A-N.
对.
This means to pass.
And
I'm kind of curious here. Is he saying there's no one to pass to? Or there's no one to get a pass from? What are they talking about?
其实就是 in general. To or from.
There's just no passing going on.
对,没有人可以传,对吧? 有种你就来吧。有种你就来吧。
Okay, this 种, I know it's like, it means type.
这里不是,这里是种子,但是是人的种子, the human seeds.
种子 is seed.
对.
Okay, so if you have 种, then come on.
对,其实有种,就是说有胆子,有 guts,是吧?
Guts. Okay, so in English we have a very similar expression. If you have something, then just do it. In Chinese, this expression is actually very similar. They're referring to seed. I'll let you figure it out. But anyway, this is a little bit vulgar.
没错.
So 有种 means to have guts.
对，然后你也可以说没种，就是 insult 别人.
So you're just spineless.
对。哎，接下来我们再看一个这个很 macho 的话啊，叫做老子赢了.
So this is right after the guy made the winning shot.
对.
All right, what does he say again?
老子赢了。老子赢了。Okay,
somebody won. Who is this 老子 character?
其实这个老子就说的他自己。So
he refers to himself in the third person
对,
as 老子. And what's going on there?
对,那老子其实就是爸爸的意思。所以他就是说我很厉害,我像你爸爸一样。
Okay, like I'm your daddy.
对。
All right. So kind of what he's saying is, you know, I just schooled you.
嗯，是的。
老子赢了。
对。那这个老子呢，是很北方，然后北京的一种说法。
Ah, okay.
当你很 cocky 的时候，你可以说老子怎么怎么样。
And the northerners in China are especially good at talking tough, right?
嗯，我也觉得。
Okay. So with this one pronoun here, you can make yourself sound tougher.
老子。
But use it with caution, because it's not something you would use in everyday conversation.
嗯，而且女孩也不会说啊。
Okay.
那前面我们看到放屁吧你，现在我们又看到走了狗屎运，走了狗屎运。
Okay, so let's break this down first to 走运。
嗯，这个是好事啊，就是很 lucky， 对吧
？So 走 is like to walk.
嗯
，and then 运 refers to good fortune.
对。
So 走运 means to fall upon good fortune.
是的。
All right, but what's this?
走了狗屎运，狗屎。
So 狗 meaning dog.
对。
屎 meaning
poop.
Or you could say it a little more vulgar if you wanted to, right? That's kind of how it sounds in Chinese.
对。
So if you get the dog crap luck, what does that mean?
这个意思就是
Is it bad luck?
没有，这是好运，但是这是非常 sarcastic 的。
Okay, it's like, yeah, you won, but you just got really lucky, you lucked out.
对。
So dog crap luck is not something you deserved.
没错，没错。
You just got really lucky.
是的。
All right, and you can tell by the word in there that it's disparaging to the other person.
是。诶，今天我们听到很多比较 disparaging 的词哈，但是这都是真正生活中会说会用的。
Yeah, especially when you're on the basketball court. All right, so let's listen one more time.
好的。
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph? B, the colonoscopy? C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, ChinesePod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
现在几比几？
三平，给你球。
呜！
投得漂亮。
切，要你说，四比三。犯规！
放屁吧你！
你就是犯规了。
这是一对一，没有人可以传球，有种你就来吧。
好，五比三，老子赢了。
你是走了狗屎运。
下一个。
哎，张，你在中国，在上海有没有打一对一篮球？
有。
是吗？
Actually not in Shanghai. When I first came to China and I lived and worked in Hangzhou, I played with the college students.
对，因为篮球在中国也非常受欢迎，很多的学生会打。
Right, especially college students. Basketball is really popular in China, and actually there are a lot of really good players here.
是。
Like Yao Ming is not the only one who's good at basketball.
对对。
He's maybe the best.
The tallest.
Yeah, but there are some really good young people here.
那有什么不一样吗？和美国？
Yeah, I was talking to Clay about this earlier, and there is a little bit of a difference when you're on the court in China. There may be a little more polite, like in the States, the trash talking can get pretty serious. Whereas in China, they do the trash talking, but maybe it ends a little earlier. Also with the fouling, they're a little more serious about calling fouls, where in the States, like when I used to play, you don't want to interrupt the flow of the game too much. So if it's not a serious foul, you don't call it.
那么在中国就经常会犯规，犯规。
Yeah. Especially if you're an aggressive player like in the States. Then that will be your plague on the court.
我想我们很多的听众也很喜欢篮球啊。那你有什么经验呢？都欢迎到 ChinesePod.com 跟我们分享。
Yeah, and let us know if you have any more basketball questions. We'll be happy to answer them.
对，那今天我们的课就到这儿。Chinese Pod， 我们明天再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0896.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0896. And you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0896.